Whatever you love to do and would want to do, even if you weren't getting paid for it, that's what you should be doing. That is the universe telling you that that's what you need to do. And it's not always spelled out as to how and in what way, but that's you to figure out. That's the fun part. But you have to take risks and chances, and you have to try, because if you never try, it's never gonna happen.
Welcome to the Dream Smarter Podcast, a no BS conversation about entrepreneurship and becoming successful in smart and efficient ways. Hey everyone, welcome to today's episode of the Dream Smarter Podcast. My name is Alex Kraling and I am the host of the show as well as the founder of Hymen Studio, which is a branding agency. Today's a really interesting episode. It's kind of a bonus episode because it wasn't something that I was planning on sharing with anyone. And I'll kind of get to that in a second here. But in true Alex fashion, I want to get real with you. I want to get raw with you. And I want to give you a look behind the curtain as to just little things that I do in business. And one of those things being I record myself sometimes. It sounds kind of creepy. But if I'm having like good stream of conscious, you know, when you're just thinking and you're like, wow, I'm onto something here. Sometimes it's really good to record yourself because verbal processing is a thing and it's a thing that works for me. So oftentimes I'll be talking to my mom on the phone. I call her every Friday night. We have like a little phone, whatever it's called, FaceTime date every Friday. And that's oftentimes when I come up with a lot of ideas because I actually have somebody to talk to about them. And I just sit and I can, without any judgment or without any pressure, after a few glasses of wine, have a real conversation with someone about things. And sometimes the ideas just start flowing in my mind, but also out of my mouth. So sometimes when I'm having those, when I can tell, you know, I'm kind of alerted to in my brain of like, wait a second, I probably should record myself. I will sit down and I will actually just turn on my camera and record myself. So that's what you're going to be hearing in this episode. It's something, again, that I wasn't planning on sharing, but after I recorded it, I realized how special it was. And it made me think, wow, I feel like I need to put this out into the world because oftentimes entrepreneurship is so enticing or it seems so cool because of the lifestyle that you get with it, of the money that comes and all of that shit. And don't get me wrong, it's a great perk, but I wanted to go deeper. I wanted to really figure out why am I doing this? And of course, I love helping people, but it's deeper than that. Why? Like, what is this purpose? Like, why am I so fulfilled by this? Because money could never fulfill me. You know, in the way that I'm fulfilled by being an entrepreneur. The reason why I recorded myself and I've been going through this is because we've been setting up ad funnels. Sophia Amoruso, she runs business class. She's super amazing at what she does. And I watch her like a hawk, you know, because I look up to her and she's doing things right. And when you find someone who's doing stuff right, you just got to pay attention and you'll kind of see the patterns as to how they do it. But I'm not talking about copying. I'm talking about processes. So anyway, I was getting all of her ads for business class. It's closed now, but, and one of them popped up and it was like her making fun of coaches who are like on the private jets and they have like, and I was like, ooh, yeah, I hate that too. And then I looked at my Dream Smarter podcast episode cover and it was like me with money raining in the background. And then I looked at my Instagram profile and it was, you know, me at these luxury hotels. And I'm like, fuck, I do that too. Why do I feel like I need to do that? So I was like, wait a second, Alex, like we need to take a step back here. Do you actually like being an entrepreneur because of the money and because of the lifestyle? Like, let's get fucking real with like yourself here. Nobody was listening to this, right? Like I had no intention of sharing this. So I was just like trying to be as real as fuck with myself. Just be like, do you like the money? Do you like the lifestyle? Is that why you're doing this? And I'm just going to leave it at that. So I'll let you guys listen. This is kind of vulnerable for me to share because this was just me. It's just so weird. I don't even know how to like get into it. So I'm just going to shut the fuck up and let you listen. Okay, enjoy.
Mm.
just wanted to record this because I was sitting here and I saw an ad by somebody else making fun of people who do ads about money and living the lavish lifestyle when it comes to like online coaching or training, which then I realized and I had a second, I was like, wow, I fucking do that. And then I went to my feed and I looked at it and I saw the posts and the nice hotels and the money behind me in the Dream Smarter podcast cover. And I was just like, fuck. I'm somebody who is always trying to set trends and go to the next thing and really like push, not do what other people are doing, but I'm totally doing what other people are doing. And then it made me think like, why am I doing this? Why am I owning my own business? Why do I care so much about starting new businesses and helping other people start businesses? And what is that? Is it because I like the money? Like, I wanted to get real with myself and it was like, is it because I like the money? I love the lavish lifestyle. Do I love drinking whatever the fuck this is? Like, vouv on a fucking Sunday. Fuck yeah. In a Tiffany's glass. Like, I also roll my eyes at myself because I also think that that stuff's so stupid. So there's just this like push and pull of this lifestyle. And I didn't grow up with money. And I think that we weren't like poor by any means. We are white privileged people, but I wasn't, you know, I've met people who have families who are like way more well off than mine was, you know, living in Wisconsin. But we were totally fine. Okay, anyway, off topic. I've never had this kind of money, especially myself. Like, I have a dog and that's about it. I don't have a family. I don't have a significant other. It's COVID. Like, I really don't have anything to spend my money on. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I think the whole point of this. See, I fall into that. Why? I'm proud of myself. I think money is an indicator of some sort of success. It doesn't mean everything, but let's get real. Money is it's a number. It is a number that you can look at and say, okay. And, you know, success means something different to everyone, and that includes money. And so you're like, okay, I'm successful. Look at this money that I have. Look at this money I've made. It's a good indication. Let's not kid ourselves on that one. But money is just energy to me, told, you know, my friend Tina described it in that way, and it was perfect. I've never been worried about it. I mean, I haven't been in a place that I'm in now, but even when I was poor as fuck, like living in a van, literally so poor, eating out of a cooler, even when I was poor, I still knew it was all gonna be okay. Like, there was just, I knew it. I was never worried that I was gonna, whatever. It was all like, it's all gonna end up fine. And I think that the reason why, I'm just trying to get deeper and I'm really trying to sit myself down and be like, why are you actually doing this? Is it for the money? And I think part of me obviously says yes, and I'd be lying if I didn't. I love living a lifestyle where I don't need to worry. That's it. No worry. And I can just do literally whatever. I feel free. But that's not why. The reason why that stuff feels good, like I'm trying to go deeper, right? Like, the reason why that stuff feels good is because I'm getting it through purpose. And really, the money, while it matters, doesn't matter to me also at all. It's just an indication of how close I am to my purpose. And I don't think that's how money works in all cases. But I think that there are some people out there who will understand what I mean by that is like more money, more purpose. And the more money, the more people I'm impacting. That's why I love it so much. I don't think that everybody is connected to it in that way. But for me, I think that it is. And for a lot of entrepreneurs out there, I think that it is. Because we're the good ones. We care. It's deeper than just being a CEO, because being a CEO is cool. I couldn't not be a CEO. Like, I couldn't not. The purpose and passion that running a business and all of that brings me is everything. It's everything. The money wouldn't matter at all. I wouldn't even want to touch it if it wasn't from purpose and from passion. If it came from something else, ego, being untruthful, whatever it may be, it would be shit. So it's not about the money, it's about the purpose and it's about the passion. And I really think that everybody in this lifetime deserves to find that. And it makes me sad when people don't, or when I see people struggling. But we all have to go through struggle to get to that point. So it never means it's the end or that you're not deserving of it. It just means that you need to go harder. And the harder that you work towards your purpose and what you're passionate about, no matter what it may be, whether that's branding or website design or starting new businesses or being a dog groomer or being a writer or whatever, a freaking server, whatever it may be, like whatever you love to do and would want to do, even if you weren't getting paid for it, that's what you should be doing. That's literally what that is the universe telling you that that's what you need to do. And it's not always spelled out as to how and in what way, but that's you to figure out. That's the fun part. That's the fun part. But you have to take risks and chances, and you have to try, because if you never try, it's never going to happen. And once you do find that purpose, shit just starts lining up. And the more you fall into what you really want, like just you, fuck everyone else, like what you want. It's kind of incredible to see how you can build a life in front of you like Legos by taking action and continuing to find purpose and speak in passion and do in passion. Then the money just comes, but you're already happy. So it's just an extra fucking bonus. Like, oh, hell yeah. Now I can, you know, do these fun things. It's not about that. It's beyond that. That's why the money makes it just that extra special. Like there's a difference between a happy, fulfilled rich person and one that's not. The happy and fulfilled one doesn't look at money. It just continues making money, and they donate it, and they use that as currency. Currency not in dollars, but in energy. And so then they put their energy where they want to, whether that's a bougie vacation with their family for quality time, or supporting the cause that they love to support, or buying a new house, or giving their employees an extra bonus. It's all currency. It's energy, but in energy. So if you look at it that way and you say, where do I want to put my energy? What's important to me? Is it finding my purpose? Is it taking a chance at something that I want to try and going for it? Or is it adding some extra items to your closet? Not either is worse or better. It's your choice as to where you want to put it, though. Like, literally be honest with yourself. Where do I want to put it?
All right, friends. I hope that you enjoyed that little bonus episode. Again, this was really hard for me to share. It's kind of scary to share it, but at the same time, I know how important it is to share it. And sometimes really important things are really scary. So I really hope that you got something out of this. And I would love to know why you're doing entrepreneurship. I would love for all of us to sit down and get real with ourselves. Be like, why am I doing this? Or why am I not doing this? And why do I want to, but I'm not? You know what I'm saying? So I love the real, I love the raw, I love the unfiltered, I love the authentic, which is why you guys are listening, because you like it too. So I'm going to leave you with that. Thank you so much for listening and showing up every week and sharing. For those of you who share, I see you. I see you. I see every single person who shares about us. Even if I don't respond, and I'm noticing and I'm paying attention, and I really, really appreciate it. And if you are feeling called to write a review, we would love to send you a little gift in the mail. So go ahead and write your review on Apple Podcasts, take a screenshot of it, email it over to Becca, which is BECCA at highmoon-studio.com. And we will send you something special in the mail as our little form of gratitude. Thank you guys so much. I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dream Smarter Podcast. My name is Alex Kraling, and I challenge you to grow your business the smart way, not the hard way. Follow along at Dream Smarter Podcast on Instagram.